Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And the punt is Dixon. And the return, Johan Dotson. It's blocked, and it's picked up, and running with the football, and scoring, it is Sidney Brown on the blocked punt.
Special teams did it last week. Special teams doing it once again.
Hey. Way to win.
How about those special teams?
Yeah, they're doing their thing, man.
I mean, it's enormous to have a special teams that can create like that. The Eagles have done it 2 weeks in a row. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We'll get right back to everyone's phone calls. And really, what stood out to you the most yesterday? Was it that first half? Boy, they were excellent, on point. Or that second half where it was difficult to close that game out. Clutch plays late, including Jihad Campbell. Let's talk to the guy that was on the call yesterday down in steamy South Florida, Merrill Reese, with us. Merrill, how are you?
I am fine. 4-0 feels good.
It does. Merrill, it does feel good. And they went to Tampa, a place that they've had so much trouble over the years, Merrill. And they walked out of there with a victory. Merrill, let's start with the call we just played in there. Merrill, I heard you say it as I was driving home from the pregame show yesterday. I think it was Bill Werndella said it to you. I don't know the answer, but I just know this. Having back-to-back scores on special teams to end last week and start this one, it is rare, and it is awesome to watch that.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. But the special teams are good. Then they've got a great coach in Michael Clay, and he works with them, and they find tendencies, and they take advantage.
They do, and it was a difference-making play last week and this week. Merrill, let's start with the first half of the game and the offense. Boy, they were on point. Jalen Hurts, 15 of 16 in the first half of the game. It felt like at times they just did whatever they wanted offensively, including some creativity down by the goal line with some shovel passes to Dallas Goedert. What did you notice?
Exactly that. There was a lot of creativity in the offense, and Jalen Hurts was just amazing, putting the ball wherever he wanted and doing whatever they had to do. The running game still, even in the first half, as well as they played, is still not operating the way it should be, the way that we are used to seeing it over the last year. With Saquon, each week it would seem he'd score a couple of long touchdowns, and I think now about his longest run is 10 yards. And I'm not pointing a finger at him. It's a coordinated type of thing where maybe it has to do with injuries along the offensive line, but I don't see gaping holes. I don't see daylight through which he can run.
So, Merrill, I'm kind of curious. What do you think was the reason the offense got bogged down a little bit in the second half?
I think it's a combination of things. You know, Hugh, I got the feeling that what Tampa Bay needed was a lift. Mm-hmm. And even though it was only a 3-point lift, getting that 65-yard field goal right before halftime as they were set to leave the field, that was a big lift for this team because they came out and they were a different team in the second half. I mean, Baker Mayfield was great. Mm-hmm. He found his targets. He had two X plays. I mean, when you have touchdowns, two long passes in the 70-yard range, that's going to hurt another team. But fortunately, the Eagles picked up a touchdown in between. One time they were up 24-3, and then later they were up 31-13. And at that time it felt good, but then you couldn't stop Tampa Bay. They just kept coming back. Bucky Irving was running well. Rashad White was running well. And Mayfield is a heck of a quarterback.
He is. He's tough. He brings an energy to the game, and he almost brought them back. Merrill, that running game that really hasn't got going so far this season, when you watch it from your vantage point, do you feel that it is some on Saquon? Is he not the same, or is it more the offensive line just hasn't been as strong opening those holes as we're used to with the Eagles?
I would go to choice B. That's what it looks like to me, that I'm not seeing holes. I'm not seeing opportunities. He's running into walls, and people are gang-tackling him as soon as he gets to the line of scrimmage. I mean, that's the big difference to me. I think Saquon, once he gets into the clear, once he sees a little bit of daylight, he's going to go because he hasn't lost speed, agility, or power. He's still the same Saquon Barkley. But I think right now it's a combination of injuries on that offensive line. And the other thing yesterday, I know that the same happens for both teams, but that was about 105 degrees on the field. And they say, Vic Fangio said last week, it's a mindset that you have to go and play. But I still see Tampa Bay is more used to that stuff. And the Eagles did seem to wilt in that second half.
They did. Luckily, they had Jahad Campbell, though. And I know he got beat on that wheel route by Bucky Irving, but that's going to happen. He's a big time. Yeah, he's a good running back, and he's speed out of the back. What stood out to me more, Merrill, was the two plays Jahad Campbell did make, forcing the fumble on Bucky Irving, which set the Eagles up for their only score of the second half. And then that interception. I think he got a little assist there from Reed Blankenship tipping that pass on Baker, but Merrill, four games in, I'm very impressed with Jahad Campbell. He looks like a star in the making here.
Well, he is. He is. But other guys are stepping up, too. I think yesterday you saw it with the kind of game that we saw both of your corners. I mean, both of your corners played well. Quinyon Mitchell was all over the field chasing their fastest receiver, and also Cooper DeJean was just outstanding, just absolutely tremendous.
He really was. Merrill, the team is 4-0.
And one other guy, one guy I have to point out, because it seems like every game he's the best defensive player on the field, that is Zach Bond. What a great player he has turned out to be. I watched
true.
Dallas and Green Bay when I got home last night, and I said, man, what has happened to Micah Parsons? Until he made a tackle late in the game, he did nothing. And here Zach Bond is involved in everything.
Well, he is. And Merrill, I never thought I'd see the day after all the years of the Eagles not really prioritizing, you know, linebackers. I think they have the best linebacker duo in the NFL now. I would say Bond and Jahad Campbell is the best inside linebacker duo in the NFL. Merrill, I never thought I'd see the day that we had that here.
Yeah. Yeah. And listen, N'Kobe Dean's not even back yet. And when Trotter goes in, he's good. They're deep. They're not only good, but they're very, very deep.
They are. They made big plays to win that football game yesterday. Merrill, we appreciate it. As always, enjoy the week. The Eagles are undefeated. We'll talk to you on Sunday as the Eagles try to go to 5-0 against the Denver Broncos back at home. Thank you, Merrill.
Okay, thank you, guys. Have a great day.
There he goes. Merrill Reese, the voice of the Eagles there. He is right about Zach Bond. Hugh, right now, I think Zach Bond is the best pass rusher we have.
He gets after it. He gets after it. I mean, you're talking about the versatility that he's bringing to the table.
Yep.
I give you that. Yeah.
And it feels like because they're not getting as much pressure from their edges as we're used to. And
putting a lot more pressure on him to get to the quarterback.
Fangio's calling those blitzes, and he gets there. Also, I think it's fair to say we have not had the Jalen Carter so far this season we're expecting.
He's not lived up to the expectations.
He hasn't. So I just feel like they're struggling to get a pass rush unless they're blitzing. And right now, Zach Bond has been their best guy going after the quarterback. He was yesterday. 215-592-9494. Let's get back to the phone lines. Reaction to the win. The Eagles are 4-0. What stood out the most to yesterday? Is the first half where it was like perfection on offense, or that second half where, for those of us that remember the second half?
I remember the second half. I just don't remember what y'all talking about. I remember them winning.
Yeah, but do you remember what happened in the second? Like the details of the offense.
I thought the defense played well.
Hmm.
I thought they
including
stepped up
you know what? Wait, the bombs they gave up.
Maybe you should take a segment off. Go rewatch the second half
and then give us your thought.
Yeah. No, I'm saying the defense played well. They stepped up and had some
play. They did have to give up two like 60-yard bombs.
Yeah, I mean that kind of happens. Yeah. It was kind of hot yesterday.
Oh,
I mean,
so they 11-08 on the Heat.
But no, I'm saying they have lulls, but then they come back and they've been pretty reserved.
And what happened with the passing game in the second half?
It was, you know, they got bogged down a little bit. Barrel said they got bogged down.
There
it
is. Damond in Delco is up. What's up, Damond?
What's going on,
man? Damond,
what's up?
I'm just out of my earpiece. I'm going to put my memory back. Hey, man.
All right, fellas, Damond, what's up?
Hey, man. So listen, my man Jalen Hurts, man, he did good, right? The first half. But here's what I see, fellas. Q, I told you this last week. I'm going to tell you again. I told Kyle I was on hold. It's the dude, Kevin Petrilla. When are we getting rid of him?
Petrilla.
He is the problem. Whatever his name is, it don't matter.
I just like the way you said it.
yeah. He's the issue, Hugh. He's the issue, man. That guy right there, since day one he came, I understand he was there last year. Mm-hmm. But it's showing. Clearly it's showing the players and AJ understand what he's saying. He's not meaning to Jalen Hurts. He's not meaning to Sirianni. He's meaning to the dude that's calling the plays. All them dudes know what's going on, but they just can't say nothing. That's all it is, man. It's Petrilla, man.
Hugh, I mean, you're the one last week that told us about the slap heard around the world with Petrilla.
Are you doing this, Joe?
I'm just reminding the audience of a big story on our show last week.
I don't think we need to call for his job. I think this is a learning experience. Now, we are 4-0.
Here we go.
I mean, we are 4-0. This is a learning process. This is definitely a learning process.
I might ban we are 4-0 this week.
What do you mean?
Petrilla is 4-0.
That's
what I'm saying. I mean, he has to learn how to call better plays. He needs to string together in concert some better plays. He needs to get in lockstep.
But were the plays good in the first half?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Something happened in the second half. I don't know. That's why I asked Merle, because I can't explain. I don't know what happened in the second half.
Joe, listen, the plays in the first half was good. We was moving. But if you see, he got conservative, and then it was like, I don't know, like the players got out of groove. They wasn't in groove.
He got a little scary, Larry. He was a little scary,
yeah,
Larry.
And the plays he called didn't have the players in groove, man. So I know 100%. And the Saquon issue, again, I believe Saquon is fresh. And I think, like Merle said, we got to start throwing to open up the run. And then these guys on the front line, he heard you mention it earlier, you're absolutely right. Not one game so far we had our front line intact the whole complete game. Look at what's going on from this year to last year. Not one game so far this year, our offensive line completely intact. We've had them. The only major difference we had is Tyler Steen and my other boy, Becton. And we can see now that we miss Becton because he was opening up some holes. I'll let y'all go. Have a good day.
You got it, Damond. We appreciate it. All right, let's ask the question because it feels like an elephant in the room. And we address elephants in the room on the midday show. Okay. Are we concerned about Lane Johnson's health? This is there it is. Two games in a row. Hugh, you laugh, but like Odyssey spent a lot of money to bring that elephant in. I mean, that we didn't just spend the money on the elephant for no reason. We're going to use the elephant because he's here. What is so funny?
You guys are ridiculous.
We spent a lot of money on the elephant, Hugh. Can you stop laughing and get serious here? We didn't fly an elephant in to not use the guy.
It is somewhat concerning, especially when you talk about someone as durable as Lane I don't want to say once was, because it's still, you know, this is something new for us.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be recklessly speculating about the man's health. But, I mean, when you talk about the fact that he's had a couple times where he's been banged up, where he has to come out the game, and before the season started, he was recklessly speculating about how much time he had left. I mean, it does kind of make you wonder a little bit. And this offensive line isn't what it was last year.
I am concerned with Lane, and not because there's any slip in his play when he's been on the field, but it's two straight games he's come out. And it wasn't clear to me yesterday if it was the exact same thing that knocked him out of last week's game that he re-aggravated. I don't know, but you saw him on the bench kind of sitting there kind of stretching his neck and shoulder out.
There's certainly a stinger. Looked like it might have been recklessly speculating. Might have been.
Talking about Lane Peters?
Well, he did learn from Jason, who famously the second half of his career did that a lot and just exited a game. They need him. I mean, there's a pretty clear line of the offense when he's in and when it's not. I mean, he's the best guy we have up front. We need him in there. I hope he's going to be okay. But I do have some concern, because last week he went out, didn't come back. And this week he's in there and he comes out and he doesn't come back. So we shall see what's going on with him. But I really hope he's okay here. Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, what's going on? Good morning, gentlemen. How's everybody doing?
Good morning, Bruce. Well, we're good. We won the football game. I watched the whole game. Hugh, the second half, he can't remember. So we're trying to help him out here.
I know. You know, look, I was on the road. I got up like at 6 in the morning, left Atlanta, and found a Buffalo Wild Wings right outside of Richmond and partake. They have a drink called the Eagle Bomb. And had some Philly fans there. It was fun to watch the game for sure.
Was the drink good? What he got? What's in the drink?
Yeah, it's a vodka and I don't know they had other ingredients in it. I don't know. I bothered not to ask. I just know that
as long as you have the vodka, you're good to go. Yeah, that's all you need. No worries.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right.
Exactly.
So what'd you think of the game, Bruce?
Oh man. I mean, same thing. Tale of two halves. You know, I'm glad that they won. I actually predicted that they were going to win by 10-plus points, and they would have if they had been efficient in the second half. They should have. They would have mollywopped them. They really would have, because the Eagles had an axe to grind, and I knew, I was fully confident without a doubt that they would win that game. But, you know, here's the problem. I mean, we're kind of – I'm trying to convince myself as to why – we're having these inconsistencies. And it's like I argue with other people. Some people are super hyper about this thing. But, you know, when you look at the bigger picture, we played three of the most aggressive defenses in the NFL. And so that's part of it. We still have problems. We have injury problems with the O-line being nicked up. But then you have the third factor. It is the play calling. The defense and the special teams have basically won these games for us, and it's not sustainable. Again, it comes back to Petullo. I'm sorry. I cannot think of it any other way. I mean, when you're calling these plays to AJ, you throw three straight passes to him, and it's not working. It's like you should have been working AJ into the great game in the first half. I mean, Mechie is getting passes, but AJ isn't getting anything in the first half. So you have to sprinkle it throughout the game and let at least chuck the ball in his direction. But they didn't even do that the whole first half. But I don't know. And you know, this whole thing about there's a leadership issue going on as far as it's concerned. And it's really concerning to me. We're going to see what's going to happen on Sunday against the Broncos. They do have a good defense. But they need to get it. They need to get this thing together. And for the record, I've been a big AJ backer. Mm-hmm. I could not stand the fact that he did that tweet. It really pissed me off. And I'm gonna tell you, if this keeps going on, I may have to start thinking about maybe the Eagles probably need to trade him next year if it keeps happening. I don't know. I'm not too hot on AJ right now, you know, with them trying to, you know, fix these problems.
Yeah, I don't think you're the only one, Bruce, that has that kind of feeling deep down. Like, at some point, and we appreciate the phone call, Bruce, you're either happy you're here and you're happy you're on the team or you're not. I mean, at some point, we got to stop with the passive-aggressive stuff, and I know AJ has tried to be more of a grown-up, but at some point... you're either happy to be on a team that is winning at a rate that is very rarely seen in the history of the NFL. The last team to win 20 of 21 games was the Patriots in 03-04. I mean, this is historic stuff. We're watching the best team in pro football in the best era the franchise has ever had, and we're talking every week about the receiver that may or may not be upset. As far as what Bruce was talking about there, his first catch of the day came with 1:50 left in the first half.
Yeah.
Now, but here's my thing, and we're going to get to Big Hugh breakdown in a few minutes on what AJ tweeted out and the whole situation. I thought the offense looked worse when they tried to force him the football. They didn't try to force him the ball the whole first half, and the thing was flowing. There was continuity. Jalen looked in rhythm. As soon as we tried to get him the ball, it almost was like, we're winning. It's going great. We haven't got AJ the ball. We got to get him the ball. And then it wasn't any good anymore. I mean, at some point, what are we doing here? Are we trying to win the game? Are we trying to get the ball to the open guy? Are we trying to throw the ball to him so he doesn't get upset? What's the objective here? Because everyone tells me a win is a win, right?
Yeah.
That's the goal?
Yeah,
Then we shouldn't
Can't
be
argue that.
We shouldn't be forcing the ball to AJ if that's the goal. Let's go to Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Hugh, Joe, Kyle, what's up, man?
What's going
Terrence,
on, man?
What's up, pal?
Yeah, we didn't have no completions in the second half. Nobody was open, guys. I feel like the play calling was garbage. They had AJ covered, and these receivers covered like blankets, especially Mr. Always Open, AJ Brown. But AJ, you weren't open, so shut up, bro. Like, we're the best team in football. We got a lot to clean up, yes? So, to me, this is like week four of our preseason. So, week five, we got to come in with a more complete offense for the whole four quarters. We cannot continue to win with this choppy offense, this yin yang offense, first half, second half, yin yang. I told Kyle we should have blew them out yesterday when it was 31-13, even scoring another touchdown. We should have blew these guys out.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, Petullo and AJ Brown, these are the two culprits of the day. AJ Brown, Mr. Never Open. AJ, eventually, you're going to cry your ass out of Philly, just like C.J. Gardner-Johnson did. You're messing up the culture in the locker room. You're giving this selfish, me guy vibes. And how about you run better routes? How about you get open? Like the last couple games, you were blanketed. That's not all. Yeah, it's a whole everybody got to be in unison on the offense, but Hurts got to do his part. But AJ, you got to do your part too, bro. You can't expect Hurts to try to force you the ball. You had 9 targets, and the guy's all over your back. If you're watching the game, this guy's all over AJ's back. AJ, he seems like he's slow to me. He seems like he's running lazy routes. We're 4-0. Stop crying, bro. You're going to get yours eventually. Like, you're not going to continue to win games like this. The yin-yang offense and Petullo. I felt like he was very conservative in the second half. Like, I don't know if he's used to calling games yet. I don't know if he's trying to, you know, if his coordinators are getting in his head, but stop playing with your food, bro. You're playing with your food. You got to have more creativity in the second half. You got to have better route combinations in the second half. You can't continue this game after game, this yin-yang, because better teams are going to expose that. We got to have a complete game on offense, and we have a team, we have their foot on their neck. You have to make them tap out. You have to get him out of there.
Yeah, you do. Well, especially because in the NFL, Terrence, and pre-preach to Funko, when you go up against a good quarterback, and Baker's a good quarterback,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can't just sit on the ball for two quarters. It's one thing if you're up 2 or 3 scores in the fourth quarter, right? Then you're just trying to bleed the clock and get the hell out of there. You can't not move the ball for an entire half and not expect a good quarterback's going to make it interesting at the end. And that's, you know, that yesterday, they basically won the game in the first half, but the Bucs were able to get right there. I mean, they were on the doorstep of basically what happened last week to the Rams, that we did to the Rams. The Bucs nearly did that to us because we didn't move the ball at all in the second half.
Yeah, you don't
want
to take penitentiary chances like that, and that's what it feels like we did. But at the end of the day, you take from a game like that, you won, there's a lot to clean up. And you don't have to be on point right now, but you have to get better. And I think that's what they're thriving for. Every week that you hear them talk, nobody's complacent. Nobody's happy where they are right now.
Well, because they know.
Yeah, yeah. Because this effort that you're giving right now, probably not going to be enough to win it all. And that's what you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, earlier it was Kyle brought up, like, we saw what they can be. And I think that makes it frustrating when they're not that.
Definitely.
It's one thing if they didn't have the horses, if they didn't have the players. We know they have the horses. We know they have the players. And we just, it's very hard to kind of figure how an offense moves the ball that well. I mean, Jalen Hurts in the first half, I thought he was awesome.
Clutch. Super clutch.
He was reading the blitz. He was seeing, getting the ball out quickly when he decided to run, like the one up the right sideline when he almost scored the touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
He was, you know, kind of in charge of everything. And then the second half, he looked confused again by Todd Bowles. I don't know if Todd Bowles changed it up and he was seeing things differently in the second half, but Jalen looked unsure of himself in the second half after looking so sure of himself in the first half of the football game. 215-592-9494. All right. We will have our resident Twitter crash site expert, Hugh Douglas, break this down, this AJ stuff down next. I mean, We need you. We need you in this next segment.
I ain't crashed out on Twitter in a long
no,
time.
No, but you know what
the
it's
people
like.
Of Philadelphia turned to yeah, you, they, Douglas.
I ain't crashed out in a while, though.
Yeah, but you know the mentality right. of what that's like. All right, more of your reaction on the game yesterday. Plus, something very interesting Jason Avant said about what he notices from A.J. Brown out there on the field. You're not going to want to miss that. We'll have that for you. Hugh's breakdown of the A.J. Brown tweet. What is going on here? This team never loses. A.J. seems to never be happy about it. We'll discuss it all. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.